That's where things like aquaculture really come into play. And, you know, I might just put the ball in Bill's court and ask him how he sees aquaculture playing a role in diversifying the portfolio for Maine's economy.
Well, I think we have a big role to play. And before I talk about that, I just want to talk a little bit about the thing that's really common about all of this is that there's change. And I think an important point is that it's not all bad or good. It's a real mixed bag. And I think my own experience, I joke often that I've been doing this for a long time. I started the company 35 years ago. And so that means that I've almost been doing this at a geologic time scale. I've seen a lot of changes. And so, for example, when I started out in the Damariscotta River in the mid-80s, American oysters did not spawn in the river themselves. Very rarely did we see that. And now, you know, the overset that's caused by oysters that are being harvested or being cultured, and they spawn and the larvae settle out and that becomes a fouling organism. So that's kind of an added cost. So it's almost better, you know, the way it was before, where we didn't have to worry about cleaning the oyster spat off our shelves. The other side of that, though, is that when I first started, it took probably over 2 years to grow an oyster from the seed size in the hatchery all the way to a market size that people would eat on a half shell. And now we are doing that in actually less than a year and a half. So it's a really big difference. Some of that's genetics and technology, but also it's because the water's warmer. On the negative side, we had always felt that that the diseases that wiped out oysters in the mid-Atlantic never got a foothold here in Maine because of our cold winters. Well, after the record warm winter of 2009, it was subsequent to that winter that the Damariscotta River, which produces probably 80 to 90% of Maine's oysters, there was a huge disease outbreak and the industry crashed in the river. So, you know, and then there's just a lot of things that go both ways. So, and I think that's true in the wild fisheries too, where some things may be waning, other things, you know, are going to become more prevalent. And I think it's part of what we need to all do is look for the new opportunities as they present themselves and be able to adapt. And I think going to, back to Rick's original question, that's what aquaculture has to offer. All of the seed we produce is produced in a hatchery. We do a lot with genetics. For example, we can breed for oysters and probably have inadvertently been doing that, oysters that are more resistant to lower pH conditions. So it provides, and there are multiple species, pretty much every, in the shellfish, bivalve side, pretty much every commercially valuable species that is harvested in the Northeast can be reared in a shellfish hatchery. So it gives you a great deal of resilience and allows you to adapt to conditions when the natural conditions may not support natural recruitment. So for example, in the mussel aquaculture industry, primarily the seed stock is used in mussel farming is captured in the wild. And as conditions change, my prediction is that the recruitment of that young of the year set is going to be less predictable. And that's where hatchery technology can come in and help out.
Great, thank you. Rick, I want to go back to you.